From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A major international aid effort is underway in Indonesia following the catastrophic Sumatra earthquake. More than 1,000 people are dead and several thousand more are believed trapped in the rubble in the city of Padang. The BBC's Rachel Harvey reports.
It's now becoming clear that the earthquake which struck on Wednesday has affected a large swathe of land to the north and northwest of the city of Padang. Villages built on rocky outcrops appear to have suffered the worst damage. Some communities can only be reached by helicopter because many roads have been blocked by landslides. The head of delegation for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Indonesia, Bob Makero, says many people have suffered severe injuries, which, if not treated soon, could become infected. So the priority is to get paramedics into the villages as quickly as possible.
The BBC's Rachel Harvey. The head of the Philippines Weather Bureau says Typhoon Parma has made landfall. Parma crashed into Cagayan Province in the middle of the afternoon. Hundreds of people have evacuated. Authorities are reporting damage, but no injuries. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke are meeting their counterparts from the Group of Seven industrial nations today in Istanbul. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
In advance of the annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank, the G7 finance ministers and central bankers are having their usual discussion of economic and financial concerns. But the G7 is meeting in the shadow of last week's meeting of the Group of 20, which includes the G7 plus key nations like Brazil and China. The G7 is following the G20's agenda, including a framework for sustaining balanced growth and strengthening bank capital. It is anticipated the G20 will play a larger role as a forum for international economic cooperation. But before leaving for Istanbul, a Treasury official insisted the G7 remains a valuable and useful format and said Geithner hopes to build a consensus among his G7 partners on coordinated responses to the financial crisis. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in New York.
It's getting cold in the West. The National Weather Service reports many record low temperatures, such as in Burns, Oregon, where the mercury fell to 16 degrees. Forecaster George Perry says there's heavy snow in the mountainous West, but Oregon's case is a little unusual.
Normally we might get, 3 or 4 inches for a good storm in the fall, first storm. In this case, when you get up above 5,000 feet or so, which is our highest peaks, we would be getting anywhere from 6 to 10 inches.
The Weather Service says more wintry conditions could be on the way for the region. Residents of Rio de Janeiro are still celebrating the International Olympic Committee's decision to stage the 2016 Summer Games there. Rio beat out competitors Tokyo, Madrid, and Chicago for the honor. Chicago was voted out in the first round. This is NPR News. Ireland's foreign minister says it appears Irish voters have passed a reform treaty for the European Union. The Lisbon Treaty helps solidify the European bloc so it speaks more effectively. It would give the EU a long-term president and a foreign policy leader with more authority. All 27 EU member nations must pass it for it to take effect. Streams of water are flowing toward the dry riverbed of California's San Joaquin River. It's the next step in the federal plan to return salmon to the state's Central Valley. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Stretches of the San Joaquin River have been dry since the 1940s when a large dam was constructed near Fresno. Water is being released from the dam as a result of an agreement stemming from a lawsuit. Environmentalists fought with farmers and the federal government over control of the water. Commercial salmon fishermen are hoping restoration of the river, California's second largest, gives their industry a boost. Fishing has been banned the past two seasons due to low salmon counts, costing fishermen and related businesses tens of millions of dollars. Estimates are it will be at least a decade before significant numbers of salmon return to the river, which will be reconnected to the Pacific Ocean. Some farmers will see their water allocations reduced as a result of the agreement to open the dam. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
President Obama says by passing his health care overhaul legislation, Congress could make it easier for people to start up new businesses. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama says if small business owners know they can afford health insurance for themselves and their workers, they will hire new people and take new risks. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.